comments, public comments relative to this or these agenda items? Okay, I'm not hearing any comments in the public, so can we have approval of the minutes for the meeting on March 1st of 2021?
So moved, Sweezy.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All right, so the item number four, consideration and potential action regarding the appointment of district treasurer. And I just got it finally, so I can read it. Okay. That the district board, in accordance with section 2-8 of the district charter, hereby designates Kelly J. Shane as the district treasurer of the MDC effective April 5, 2021. To serve until a successor shall have been named and qualified and respectively submitted. Scott W. Jellison.
So moved the resolution.
Second.
Any commissioner comments or questions?
Questions, Commissioner Curry?
Commissioner?
Thank you. Not sure if that's standard boilerplate language, but and certainly I'm not questioning Kelly's ability to do the job, but this being the first that we've seen it and heard about it. My question is the verbiage at the end. I'm guessing by what was read, which this is a permanent appointment. Is that correct?
I would probably defer to the district clerk or to our CEO.
This is Scott Jellison. If I may clarify, so we're required to have obviously a treasurer and a deputy treasurer. And way back when, and I don't know the date, but probably 2013 or 14, we identified the CFO as the treasurer, and the deputy treasurer was the director of finance. And so right now we have Chris Martin, who's our CFO, and we have manager of treasury, which the position was. A position was identified as a deputy a couple of years ago. As we know, Chris will be retiring, so we need a fallback.
Can we, hey Scott, you're breaking up. Can we have people mute themselves?
So with Chris Martin's retirement, we do have his position advertised. We are going through a selection process, but until such time, we need Kelly Shane, who's the chief administrative officer, which really is the equivalent to John Zenzarella, is the chief financial officer. We need her to take on the role as treasurer with the manager of treasury being the deputy. So this is really just an intern step in anticipation that there'll be a lag between Chris Martin, who's our CFO, and his departure and retirement and refilling his position.
That being said, and that makes a lot of sense, but there's still a step process. I would think that the resolution, it would be, she's not a CFO, so she's not treasurer. So it would be an appointment to acting treasurer until someone is found and qualified.
Sweezy, you don't have to be a CFO to be the treasurer.
Right.
I mean, towns have finance directors, then they have treasurers.
Right.
So
I understand that, but
if you want to put temporary until
what
the
Scott
hiring
said
of
was
a
the
CFO,
was the
that's
treasurer.
Fine. But otherwise, I think the motion's fine.
No, I'm going to move that we make it acting treasurer. Amend it.
Commissioner Buell, you're on mute.
So do we want to reword the appointment itself, or do you want to set up a separate amendment? I'm not sure what the protocol is here.
Commissioner Curry made a motion to amend the resolution to say acting treasurer. So if there's a second, then there could be a vote. There's not yet a second.
Okay.
Hoffman second.
Was that a second?
Commissioner Hoffman seconded it. Seconded okay. The amendment.
All right. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
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 All opposed? I think I heard three. Was that enough for a
Yeah, there were no no votes, so it carried.
Okay, all right. Okay, so the resolved is going to change.
Yeah.
The wording.
And now now we need a vote on the resolution.
Motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I can, this is Scott Jellison, just to add, and thank you, Mr. Commissioner Curry, for the comments, just to make everyone feel comfortable, up until really probably 2013, the manager of treasury was the treasurer for the state, lifetime ago, for the MDC. And we changed it to the CFO in 2013-14. But it always was the manager of treasury. Now the manager of treasury is the deputy.
Okay. Any additional comments?
Chairman Buell, Commissioner
yes.
Hoffman.
Yes,
yeah, so I have a question. That's all right. I have a question. Maybe Scott, I don't hear Chris Martin on the phone. So Scott probably has the answer to this. We just went over last week the reorganization that was laid out in the policies and procedures, and one of the areas in quite detail was the treasury. And so my only question has to do with certainly not competence and so forth, but has that department, treasury, been reorganized or expanded or to some degree that goes beyond simply naming someone as the signatory?
Yes, Commissioner. As I mentioned in last week's meeting, we, prior to 2018, when we brought in Cohn Resnick, our three major managers of the departments, manager of treasury, manager of the comptroller, and manager of budget, we did not have those positions in place. We now have those positions. We actually have people in those positions permanently. And if you remember, when Rob Constable, who is the director of finance, left the MDC, we had to bring this very issue back to the board, and we named, I had to make someone an interim manager of treasury, and that person became the treasurer. The important part of the treasury function is obviously the signed paychecks. So
right.
given the fact that Chris Martin may be retired, might be 1 or 2 months before we replace him at his position, this is just an intern to have someone available to sign paychecks and other
duties. Other duties that you cut out, but that's fine. Other duties. Okay. Very good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Any more questions or comments? All right. I think it's already been seconded. So, all in favor of the proposal for this as amended?
Aye.
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 Opposed? like that's the measure is passed. Going back now, are there any further comments from commissioners? Any comments or questions in general? And finally, there's an opportunity here again for any general public comments. Are there any? Not hearing any, I move to adjourn.